He's ready for it.
It comes deep from just inside the 40. He hits it and wins it. Nathan Cleary delivering for his team, delivering for his dad.
That's what every player dreams of, slotting the match-winning field goal in an extra time. And Nathan Cleary was able to do that on the weekend against the West Tigers. They weren't at their best, Penrith, but they somehow found a way to win. And joining us on their line is their captain or co-captain, Jimmy Maloney. Good morning, Jimmy.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good, mate. Very good. How did it feel, mate, to get the 2 points when you still didn't play to the best of your ability?
Yeah, look, was really pleasing, you know, just to get a really tough, gritty win. I thought defensively we were really solid. You know, they didn't make any breaks, or the two guys they came off kick, which is pleasing. We still need to cover them up, and we need to be a lot better at cleaning up kicks. But to have a solid defensive performance, still turn over a lot of ball, which has been a real issue for us, but to get a good win, was really pleasing.
What have you put the ball handling down to, Jimmy? Is it just a lack of concentration or skill, or what is it?
Yeah, I don't know, because a lot of the errors are just basically simple individual errors. It's not like we're trying to overplay our hand or anything like that. They're just a bit of individual ownership on when you're carrying the ball and things like that. So, it's hard, but I don't think we've had a completion rate, above, the 60-odd%, the first four games. So it's definitely not ideal. That's making it really tough. But I suppose then to still be able to, be sitting, two from two, I suppose there's a positive there somewhere.
Yeah, that's it. The problem is if you're just wallpapering over the cracks with those two from two, but you take the competition points any day. But what about the lack of points, Jimmy? I'm going to call it a star-studded backline. There's yourself and Nathan in the halves, and you've got internationals in the backs. You've got 12 points round one, 16 points round two, no tries at all in round three, and just the 9 points come the weekend. When's the backline going to click?
Yeah, well, I think when we start holding the ball and build a little bit, put a bit more fatigue in the other opposition side, that obviously, helps be able to break down their defence. So, like rugby league, it's just how it is. There's a lot of snowball effects that come off not being able to hold the ball. We can't really build any cohesion and momentum, because every time we sort of start feeling like, oh, here we go, we're getting on top of them, we turn it over and sort of hold that momentum. So, it'll come. We're working hard on it. But definitely being able to hold the ball will go a long way towards finding a few more points.
Oh. So a positive to come out of the game was the way that you defended. And Vili Army Kikau coming back. He had some nice touches.
Well, he was enormous, because he was meant to come off the bench and only probably play limited minutes. But unfortunately, with Frankie Winterstein going down early, he played about 76 minutes or 77 minutes or something like that. So he was really good. Apparently he scored a try that they didn't check. So that might have been more points for us as well.
Mate, you were overruled by young Nathan, were you, to take that shot at goal in the field goal?
No, mate. He's the man for that.
Well, you just didn't want to take it. You didn't want the pressure.
Yeah. Well, I had to kick last week because he had a bit of a groin thing. So I kicked last week, but he was fine this week. But it's so good to see him, be able to spot them over, He puts a lot of time into his goal kicking and kicking field goals and stuff like that. So it's not a fluke when it happens. And when guys put in the work like that, it's really, really good to see. When the time comes, that they come up with the right result.
Jimmy, what about morale in the camp? Because, you know, there's been a bit of a kerfuffle, a brouhaha, you'd probably say. You know, Gus went public and said he had Wayne Bennett coming. And then, of course, Dave O'Neill, the chairman, he went and he signed, obviously, Nathan Cleary to come back and Ivan to obviously come back and coach Nathan. Is there any discontent? Is there any lack of harmony, or how is morale?
Yeah, it's really good. You know, I don't think there's been anything around that. You know, that all got sorted obviously a while ago. You know, I think the boys are really happy to have Ivan there. There's quite a few of them that have, you know, been coached by him before, and the guys that are here we're all really happy with him there and how everything's going. And you know, Gus was in having beers with us all in the shed afterwards, so I don't think he's got too many issues either.
Do you see him at training when you're doing sessions? Is he involved, or is it hands off there and it's Ivan's team?
He's around. He's definitely around. He's out watching trainings and things like that. But yeah, he's basically just observing and keeping an eye on things, I suppose. And you know, I suppose he's a good bloke to sort of have there. You know, he's pretty knowledgeable about rugby league, so it's not a bad eyes to be sort of overseeing things. But Ivan sort of running everything.
Jimmy, I think this is an important game. They're all important, but taking on the Titans, and you guys, you know, weren't at your best last weekend. You scrapped a victory there in extra time against the Tigers. But if you're to play finals football, and if you're to be that top four side coming up against the Titans this weekend, who haven't won a game, they have shown us glimpses of what they're capable of. You need to back up last week with a strong performance against the Titans.
Yeah, definitely. You know, at some point you've got to start stringing your weeks together, and you can't sort of be on one week off the next week. You know, that's not how you have any sort of success in this competition. So, it's definitely important. We need to start stringing this weekend together, and then try and string another one and really start building things. So, you come up against, you know, what will probably be a pretty desperate Titans side, you know, trying to get off the mark. They'll be really keen to do that. Playing against Pete, who'll probably be pretty determined to have a good game coming up against his old club. So, there's plenty to play for, and we really need to start building our season. So it's an important game for us.
Yeah, and they're not a bad team. They've shown us glimpses of what they're capable of doing. You know, you look at their forward pack, it's as good as anyone's. Now, Ash Taylor has had a run now with Tyrone Roberts. They should be better. You've got Peach, as you mentioned, that'll be up against his old club. And, of course, Garth Brennan, a former coach at Penrith, and Bryce Cartwright, former player. So, and they're playing for their season. So it won't be easy, and you'll get a good indication of where you're at, I reckon.
Yeah, exactly right, and that's what you need. You know, you don't really expect any sort of easy games. As soon as you approach a game thinking like that, you're getting your pants pulled down and you're a bit miserable. So, the big focus going into it, no doubt, will just be improvements we need to make, because we're well aware of how far off our best we are, and that's sort of been our approach each week. Yeah, we do our bits and pieces on the opposition, but the big focus is getting out of the game what we need to as a side.
No doubt about that. Plus, it's a Friday night game, which leaves you available for day two of the championships.
Yeah, I know. How good. I've actually got to call Ivan today, see if we can get an early flight back. So hopefully things all go well, and we can get out there and see the mighty man final race. So it will be outstanding to be able to do that.
You know, Jimmy, we've got Damien Cook on the program as well, and he's tipped our listeners a few winners already this season. Where are your winners?
Well, I had a few the other week. I was no good on the weekend, actually, so I have to go through the form. And I think the problem is you hit me on Tuesday, and Saturday's still a long walk.
Yeah,
well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get your tips off you on Friday, but we won't get you on air. We'll text you to get them, and then we can let our listeners know.
Righto, beautiful. Sounds good.
Beautiful.
There's another challenge. Just make sure you get over what I'd call a banana peel game here, a banana skin game. Well, it's a slippery one, the Gold Coast Titans. Good on you, Jimmy.
No worries, guys. Always a pleasure.